Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. About 13 years he's been hanging out with us. Founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of RSL Media. He's one of the guys that decided to successfully launch the first thing he did was he left a sweet employment situation and decided to become a business owner. I know what was wrong. What was he thinking, right? And he started his own business, and he started in a tough neighborhood, the publishing industry, and was successful in that, and he continues to be successful. And all along the way, he's been helping small business owners. So he's learned a thing or two about what it takes to be successful on Main Street. And we've asked him to join us and talk to us about that. Hey, Rob, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Am I getting like a gold watch soon or something?
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, it's coming. It's coming. It's on the way. We're having it engraved for you right now. So that's the reason it's taking a little longer.
Got it. I'm looking forward to it.
So Rob, you had a cushy corporate job for a long time. You were CPA, and you decided to go out on your own, didn't you?
I did. My question is,
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
I think it was temporary insanity.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go straight from the CPA into my own thing. I worked for some smaller businesses, but some very successful ones. For a while. And the last one I was at, let's just say there was a big breach of ethics by the founder.
And I
wanted no part of it. And when I confronted them about it, they said, because there was a board of directors and stuff, and I was the CEO, and they said, well, we got to keep doing what we're doing. We have debt payments to make. And I said, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of agreed to part ways. And I said after that, I said, I'm never going to be in that position again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided to start my own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then since then, you've run your own business. You've helped a lot of other small businesses. What have you learned? What do you think you've learned about being a business owner?
Well, I think the first thing is that you never stop learning, particularly with the way things change these days and the pace in which things change these days. You can never, ever stop never stop learning. And I also think that to really be successful, to break through, you know, the different milestones, a million, a few million, and moving up from there, I think what's really critical is that you go from doing into leading, which a lot of business owners, most actually, never make that leap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you because they and this is what I talk about on the show all the time, and that is getting themselves into the CEO orbit, at least part of the time, because they spend so much time managing, so much time in the trenches, they're so worried that if they turn anything loose, that it'll fall apart. Instead of training people that can hold things together, so you can be doing the research on where the company needs to go. That's the biggest problem with growth, isn't it?
That's exactly it. And like I said, most people they never get there. You have to remember. You have to think about this. We just talked about the fact that there's all this change. What kind of change? Well, technology's changing, buyer behavior's changing, the way people are want to be managed is changing. All of these things are changing. Who else out there is going to steer your company in the right direction? Nobody. So you do have to do those things, and you can't do that. And as you kind of said, you do all the work at the same time. Even before all of this change, before all of this transformation, let's look back, let's say 15 years ago, things were changing, but not quite as fast. You still could not continue to experience double-digit growth doing all the work yourself. You gotta have the right people on board and make sure that they're doing the right thing and are empowered to really effectively run your business.
And it's not natural. This is the crazy thing. It's not intuitive or natural for a lot of people Because when you become the, when you found a small business like I did and like you did probably, you're the only one in the beginning. And every job you do, you do the first time, and you do it perfectly. It's perfect when you do it. So when you give it to somebody else, they're not going to do it perfect, and we don't want to lose that. We got to quit seeking perfection, folks, as you've heard me say before many times, and we got to seek excellence. You are perfect. Your employees can only be excellent. Let them be excellent, and if you do that, you can become the CEO. We're going to talk about that a little bit more about this after our after the break with our good friend Rob Levin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.